think I'm a bit tired now. I was out with Malky last night and I was doing a shop and we got ourselves a case of iron brew. By the time we got home, we was looking out the window there and there was a big commotion on the street. So I says, oh, Malky, let's go down there, see what's up there. So like he goes out and you can't quite believe what I'm looking at. It's piles of bodies lying there. But they're no dead. Apparently they're dancing, they're slow dancing, apparently, in a very horizontal fashion. And I couldn't quite believe it, so I says to Malky, well, it looks like they're dancing, man, but they're no moving. And he says, well, how can they be dancing if they're no moving? I mean, dance is about movement, it's about the body, isn't it? And in space, you can't have bodies no moving and call it dancing. That's just a contradiction in terms, he says. And I said, well, okay. Listen, Malky, you know, it gets an eye and bruise eye. Now, I'm thinking that there's a whole aesthetic quality missing from your argument. It's just a minimalist way of looking and dealing with the situation as it's coming into being, as it's forming into an idea. The essence is that it's not about what's happening necessarily, it's about the potential for what could happen, and here you have it. In a nutshell, if they're dancing but they're not moving and they're lying there like they did, well then the potential is that much more increased, and it makes you think about that potential more than about the movement, where you're caught up in the moment of time passing from one movement to the next. Like, but here you're stuck. You're stuck right there in a kind of limbo, in purgatory of the brain, trying to make sense of the patterns around it. And it, when it doesn't make sense, well, there you're reminded of your self-perception in the world. And that's the beauty of it. Oh, well, Mark, he says, I don't know about that, because for me, there's a formalism that has to take place within the context of practice, as the artists themselves would say. So for me to be watching a kind of anti-movement kind of dance is to take it just a one step too far, you know. And I don't mean a dance step, you know, what I mean is the next step, to take it to a logical conclusion of theoretical possibilities, but which in fact is just a kind of conundrum in reality, because it doesn't take you anywhere. In fact, it is nothing. And that's, for me, that's what they're doing. They're not doing anything there. They're just lying there, and so they're no moving. The concept of dance cannot exist within what they're doing, because the concept is about the relationship between their movement and non-movement. Without the concept of dancing in the first place, you couldn't call not moving dancing in the second place. That's how I feel anyway. And I says, well, listen, Mark, you know, I think you've got a point, but I think you're making it. And I think, in a way, that's a mistake. I know it sounds a wee bit funny, but it's a mistake to be making a point, or trying to make a point, if you see what I mean. If you just let it happen, if you absorb it, instead of thinking that you're meant to appreciate something, you know, give it an aesthetic value, then you might find that there's something in there that is beginning to happen within yourself. Even though it's not happening out there, and they're all lying about as if they did. The thing is, what it makes you think and feel inside, that's perhaps what they're getting at, if you see what I mean. No, it's not about what they're doing, because they're not doing anything. It's about our preconceptions about what they should be doing, if they're calling that dancing in the first place. And Malky says, well, you know, it's like looking at bits of street furniture or something, you know. I mean, what if a car comes around and just fails to see them in time? It'll be a bloody mess, you know. And then it wouldn't be a dance, it'd be a tragedy. And I'm thinking along those lines. You know, when you say, think about what you're selling inside, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh, these bodies lying about everywhere. It's like a friggin' war zone. Like, I suppose that's a point that they're making as well, you know. But it's not necessarily a dance, that's more a political statement to be making, isn't it? And for me, it's not about the meaning of the piece. For me, dance is beyond you know, interpretation in a way, because it's evocative of what you could be doing yourself. You know, you can imagine then the difficulty of it, the complexity. That's the beauty of dance, the geometry of the figure in the abstract. You know, doing unusual things, not necessarily flowing, but I can appreciate the deconstructive elements in dance and who it's supposed to be these days. I says, well, if you can appreciate how it's supposed to be, then how can you not appreciate it for what it is? Right there before your eyes, it's happening. So you can't deny it's no happening. You know, and just because your initial reaction is, well, that's no dance, it's nobody doing anything, so it must be boring, is to place upon it a weight which it can't carry, which is a weight of expectation, the weight of history, if you will. The whole history of the dance aesthetic is lying there on top of all these bodies, pressing it down into the ground, as you're burying it beneath the weight of expectation. That's what I think you're talking about. And Malky says, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. Let's get that right for a start. You didn't know anything about dance. I'm the one that knows a wee bit about a few moves, you know what I'm saying? I can do a wee bit of tango. I can do a waltz, a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 and all that. I can even polka and footstep. And I've been to the Breton dancings doing the pub. So I know a wee bit of dance. I was watching on the telly last night. And it was a great fusion of media as well as figures, you know, on stage, but in a very stagey way, using all the elements, all the tricks. So I'm no ignorant when it comes to dancing. And I'm not saying I know what I like, you know. That's not my métier, you know. That's not my purpose in life. It's just, you know, say, oh, I didn't like that and I like that, so therefore I justify what I like and I willingly justify what I didn't like because I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. I have to appreciate that there's things I like and things I don't like. So I'm not saying I don't like people laying the boot on the pavement not doing anything. But I mean, maybe you should take a picture of it and then it could be a photo. And then it could be photographic art, you know. It's a tableau, yes. Perhaps it's best described as theatrical, eh? No dance, because there's no dance in it. But it's, the bodies in space thing is like performance art or something. And I know there's a fusion of these things. But, and I said, well, look, Malky, what I'm thinking is, we should continue this discussion down the pub. And Malky says, oh, yeah, I get what you mean there, pal. Listen, let's just leave all these bodies for the ambulance, eh? Get a couple of pints of McEwen's in. Right you are, Malky. Go on, I'll race you. We'll shoot for the bodies. Oh, sorry, I think that one moved. I didn't mean to kick you, pal. Aye, sorry about that. Come on, let's get out here before they ask us to participate.